Welcome to McLaren Leadership Podcast. On this episode, we're joined by Jennifer Montgomery, who's president and CEO of McLaren Port Huron. And we're going to talk about what it's like being a clinician with a leadership role in healthcare, especially as it relates to nurses becoming leaders. I'm Michael Carice. And Ms. Montgomery, why don't you start by telling us about your background in healthcare, and then we'll get into the transition you made into leadership.
So I became a registered nurse as a second career. I originally had started out more in finance and accounting aspect of businesses and really wanted something that made a bigger difference. So went into nursing as a registered nurse. And when I came out of registered nursing, started my first job as a cardiac nurse on a cardiac step-down unit.
And at what point did you realize you were interested in leadership, and how did you start preparing yourself for that transition?
It was at Port Huron. At that time, we were not part of McLaren. We were an independent standalone hospital located right here on St. Clair River with Canada on the other side of the river. So some of my first roles as a nurse were to be a shift lead, kind of the charge nurse on the afternoon and midnight shift, and then moved into day shift where I did case management, which you'd have a group of assigned patients and assigned doctors, and you were kind of an advocate for that population. From there, I actually moved into a nurse manager role.
And obviously, it was something you decided to stick with. So what was it about being in management that appealed to you?
The more I worked with management and leadership and helping set direction and policy, the more it really appealed to me. I was able to be on a committee that formed some of our first order sets. You know, nowadays in healthcare, we follow care paths or clinical care order sets. And I was on the cutting edge of that here at Port Huron Hospital. And really what that does for you is it makes it easy to do the right thing and harder to do the wrong thing. And the more I moved into different leadership roles, the more apparent it became to me that that was going to be key to keeping patients safe and having some standardized medicine practices and nursing practices.
So regardless of backgrounds, leaders can be successful based on their individual effort and capabilities. But given the clinical nature of this industry, do you think clinicians bring a unique perspective to healthcare leadership?
Absolutely. And you are correct that you can come into healthcare leadership and administration through a variety of pathways. It does take a little longer to get here when you're coming through a clinical pathway because, of course, you're obtaining degrees and certifications on the clinical side, and then you do the transfer over into the leadership side. But it really allows me not only to understand what's going on with the patient and what's going on with the staff, but to be able to converse with outside accrediting bodies. And probably the biggest advantage, I would say, is my ability to converse with physicians and mid-level providers.
And how did you gain the knowledge, extra knowledge you needed to pick up along the way to be successful as a leader, do you think?
As I was moving along the clinical pathway, I would take the opportunity to take management classes or leadership classes or classes that focused on human resource so that I would understand how to manage people and how to manage processes. And I found that that was easy to pick up. I thought that the clinical stuff as I moved along, that was a little bit harder. And then when I was able to mix it with the administrative side, it really gave me a complete picture.
So getting back a little bit to what you were saying before about kind of the ability to just talk the talk of clinicians and then also understand the business side, do you see yourself sometimes as being a bridge between those two worlds, those two cultures?
I try to make sure that I am in that role because I think that's where my strengths are, is a bridge between those two cultures. So I purposely put myself in the middle so that I speak the language of both halves. And then that way we can facilitate conversations where it's win-win. A lot of times in healthcare, you may be focused on the dollars or you may be focused on the clinical safety aspect. It's so important nowadays that the two have to be mixed together and there has to be a really good balance. Really leaning towards quality and safety, but at the end of the day, you have to make sure that the checkbook balances.
So do you miss the clinical environment being a direct care provider?
I do miss it a lot. I consider myself an adrenaline junkie. So I do miss some of those life and death situations that all clinicians find themselves in when you really can make a huge difference in someone's life. But I think I'm making a difference now while making sure that the clinicians have all the tools that they need to be able to make those great decisions and those wonderful patient contacts.
Yeah, right. It's just a different way to have an impact and probably more of an impact.
Yes, yes. A little delayed response, delayed gratification, but absolutely still making an impact.
So for nurses who are thinking about getting onto a leadership path, what's some advice for how to prepare to head down that path and be successful?
I think it's really important to put yourself onto committees and put yourself out front where you are learning both sides of the equation. You're learning the administrative and financial side of healthcare so that when the opportunity presents itself, you have the well-rounded skill set needed to move into that leadership role. Some clinicians are really great clinicians and that's their focus. And we need people just like that. But there are far and few between that you find someone that's got both sides of the equation. And I think that's why you see when you have a nurse or a physician that carries both those skill sets, they start to move into higher administrative leads.
And what is it about nurses, if you could really generalize it a little bit, that is special that they add to leadership discussions, do you think?
Nurses are always going to be focused on the patient and the patient's family. So when we make decisions and when I personally make decisions, I am always focusing on what that impact will be on the patient or their family. And so I think that's something that's ingrained in us as a nurse.
Yeah, there's no way to get that out of your system, right?
There is not.
So as we wrap up here, what are just some final thoughts about being a clinician, running a hospital, and how you put that all together?
I think I would just encourage anyone who feels that they want this skill set to go after it. Start at the very beginning. Even as a newer nurse on the floor, there are always leadership opportunities where you can advocate for the patient and advocate for safety. And so take those opportunities and get the experience. And honestly, the sky's the limit then.
That's great advice, and it's coming directly from Jennifer Montgomery, who is the president and CEO of McLaren Port Huron, who has been our guest today on this edition of McLaren Leadership Podcast. I'm Michael Carice. Thanks for listening.